Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show, live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
You were at the greatest doctor on planet Earth today.
Mm-hmm.
Man who's been my doctor for 40-some years. The greatest doctor, Sheldon Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a physical.
Mm-hmm.
You skipped a CT scan. Why did you do that?
I don't know, because I got confused, because in the first 3 years, you get them every 6 months, but I'm coming up on 3 years. I don't know.
This is since cancer.
Yeah, I got my surgery at Mayo Clinic in Rochester on January 7th, 2022.
Right.
So where are we?
We're all, because we love you. Well, I kid you a lot, but I love you. You know that.
I do. So anyone listening that's worried, he does love me.
Yeah. You need to not miss another one.
I do not.
Ever.
Ever. I'm going.
I mean, you have 900 vacation days. Let's use one to just follow up, make sure cancer is done.
Yeah. No reoccurrence. That's what we like.
No.
All right. I'm going to start.
Okay. Let's go.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yeah.
I have four things.
That's great.
Okay.
By the way, we want more here.
Also,
651-461-9226. Let's go.
651-461-9226.
Join the fun.
Join the fun,
yeah.
Okay, my first one, as mentioned, I was at the physical today, and I'm saying right now that scales that measure your weight are overrated.
They're overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I got on the scale today, and I weigh 20 pounds more than last year. And
it's the scale's fault.
Yeah. So, in other words,
stupid.
You're
scale.
Blaming big scale.
Yep.
Is that your
yep. And then I came to work and had a blueberry bagel, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to be fat, but I'm tired of fighting the battle.
Yeah. Why? First of all, you're not fat.
I know.
You are not.
I asked him if
fat.
I could have Wegovia or whatever the shot.
Yeah.
Ozempic. He laughed at me, and the nurse laughed at me.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
okay,
my
so,
first.
Okay. So stop. You are not fat. You look great.
Thank you.
You know?
I'm just looking at myself, giving myself the ones over.
First of all, bagel, overrated. I think the bagel is overrated.
Yeah, okay? You don't love bagel.
I'm not a bagel guy.
And you're even maybe from Jewish origin somewhere?
Well, my father's side of the family is. I just think that there's a way. They're
too bready?
Also, we're a lousy bagel town. Too. I don't think we have a lot of great bagel places. But then, if you're going to get a bagel, a blueberry bagel,
Better.
I mean, come on.
Do better. Yeah. All right, I'm moving on because I got three other things.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
This is one I hesitated on. And I'm just going to say it. And
all
I'm
right, let's go. Hold on. Do I need to sit for this one?
I like hesitation.
No.
Hey. Lindsay Peterson, okay. Watch out. Brad Lane, watch out. She's about to get in trouble.
So, what else is new?
Yeah.
I had a different person take care of me today at my physical.
Yeah.
You know, before Dr. Burns, you get all the
You get the nurse
pressure.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the person that was taking care of me smoked cigarettes.
At the office?
Not in front of me, but I know that I could tell. I went and changed into my little robe, and when I came back, I could smell it. To me,
yeah.
I think that is a poor decision. I think with all the options available to people that are addicted to nicotine, you could vape, there's no smell. You could put a patch on, there's no smell. But to have a pungent smell of an unhealthy product was a little off-putting. And I don't want to get her fired or make any trouble, but I'm saying a lot of times, whether it's your dentist, anyone that's providing a service like that, I don't think you should. I think you should be really mindful about what you.
Well, I think there are hospitals where you're not allowed to work there.
Oh.
If you smoke.
I'm really?
Pretty,
straight
I'm
up?
I'm pretty sure.
Interesting.
That we've discussed that before. Dave, where do you. This is an interesting one.
It is, isn't it?
Okay. This is an individual who went out, maybe on a break. I mean, I don't know how many breaks nurses and
or anybody, whatever.
They get in this
dental
profession.
Dental hygienist, yeah.
Right? And had a smoke and smelled like nicotine. What do you think about that if you're a part of a physical?
Wouldn't be my preference. I don't like the smell. Turns me off. But, you know, I guess if they're going to come and say, yeah, you know, you're 20 pounds heavier, you should probably start losing some weight. You should probably start doing this, that. Really? You're going to talk to me? Can we talk about your habits, Missy?
It's not like every doctor and every nurse is required to be negative body fat.
No, they are now, actually.
They are now. Yeah,
picture of health. Picture of health.
Yeah.
No, so that's something I wanted to bring up with you guys today.
Yeah,
it's hard, too, because you mentioned the gums and the patches and everything. But I can think of somebody in my life very close to me who's been smoking for decade after decade after decade and has tried all of the things. They can't quit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just can't.
That's where I am, right? I'm not that bothered by it.
No?
Because I guess I just don't expect when I go to the office that all of a sudden they're going to be peak health, that they're perfect in their health.
All right.
They're flawed like all of us.
I'm not flawed.
Yep.
All right, moving on, kind of tied together, those e-bikes, those electric bikes downtown, right? Overrated. So picture this. Last Thursday night, I leave work. It's raining. I have my head buds in. I'm listening to some serious 70s funk. I have my purse in my hand. I'm on the bike. It's raining, and I think I'll just bop over to Cuzzy's to meet my friend Lisa and everybody. And I hit the little gas thing.
Yeah.
And the gall darn bike went shooting out. And then I fell over and the bike fell on me.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And I was just like in the wet, yucky rain, really sad.
Yeah.
And everybody came to see.
Was this
was
operator
okay.
error? Or?
It was operator error.
Yeah.
Because then one of the improvement guys came over with his little hat and he said, you're not supposed to hit that thing. You're just supposed to pedal.
Yeah.
You don't start the gas while you're sitting.
So you're blaming the e-bike.
I am.
Yep.
But on the last thing before I turn it over, my freaking phone, my new iPhone, says, it appears you've fallen on a hard surface. Would you like us to call 911?
Oh, that's...
I about flipped. I looked. It appears you've fallen on a hard surface. Would you like us to call 911?
You should have said, yes. If he's about 45, tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh, man. Anyway, I really got a bruise on my leg. I feel terrible.
Jeez. Did Sheldon see the bruise?
I didn't even tell him about it.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
Well, he asked. I'm fine. I poo-poo a lot of my health, as you can tell. Poo-pooing health.
As the great Adam Carter always says, watch your own bobber. Oh, he's such a flaw. He's such a fraud on that. I mean, give me a break. He might say that. He doesn't mean it for 1 second because he comments about things about 74 times a day that bug him. So, and by the way, I love that about him. So,
mind your own bobber.
Watch your own bobber.
Watch your own bobber.
You can't say watch your own bobber when your bit on the radio is to complain about stuff on a regular basis.
That's right.
Right?
Because you're not doing it.
Watches a lot of bobbers.
Yes.
He does. So those are mine. I think they're pretty well-rounded.
Yeah.
After I fell off the bike and my phone tried to save me, I thought, here is definitely some overrated, underrated stuff.
Yeah, excellent. I smoke, I always spray myself down with Febreze.
Oh, thanks.
Elmar's in Plymouth has great bagels Saturday and Sunday mornings only. That is 100% correct.
Okay.
Elmar's, not too far from my place, best New York-style pizza in town. Fantastic. And the texture nails it. They have great bagels. And by the way, none of them are blueberry. Okay. Get out of here with this blueberry talk.
I had no idea I was going to be shunned.
Susie, great show Sunday with the eye doctor.
Thank you. We had the best hour.
What was the theme of the eye doctor's comments?
Well, it started out with, these are my friends that gave me the glasses. It's not Paola. I just had her in because...
Hold on a second. Okay. Let's just
I don't know why I said that.
Dave, let's just start. These are my friends who gave me the glasses. Give me some glasses. I'll have you on CCO
that
for an hour.
That is not what I said.
No, then you
please
said,
explain further because it seems said, like what you
just
said.
Just because you say it's not Paola.
No.
The part you said before when these are my friends who gave me glasses, that kind of sounds like Paola.
It's not.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay.
The point is I had my eye exam with her, and she was telling me how much you can learn about your eyes by looking in the back of your eyes. There's all those veins.
Yeah.
She said those veins, you can actually predict a stroke. So she had a guy that had a little bump on one of the veins, and she said, you know, I'm sorry, he just needed to get his glasses fixed. He said, you got to go to the emergency room.
Right away.
Right away. And she saved his life. So we had tons and tons and tons of text questions and phone calls.
Good.
It was amazing.
Excellent.
And
it's a reminder, I need to go see my eye doctor. It's been a couple of years.
That is what she said. Just go look in the back of the eye and try to see a doctor, an optometrist. And maybe not that she was knocking chains, but she said she really spends quite a bit of time with people, and that's the difference. You know, if
it's
you're
tough.
Going somewhere
and
it's 10 minutes, you don't really get a real good glimpse.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was not Paola, Dave Harrigan. I don't know why you would insinuate it was.
Stop it.
Can
we move on? I'm embarrassed. Go. Next. Moving on.
Let's hit the button. Susie's telling us we have to go. We know the bosses.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're right in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated. Obvious bumper music theme.
Mm-hmm.
Tip of the cap to Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. Don't forget the seriousness of the day, but also have some fun if you would like. Dave, what do you have for overrated?
Well, ever since Susie just told us the optometrist story, I've been thinking about an optometrist joke I heard over the weekend, and I feel it needs to be shared. So I'm going to leave it up to you both to tell me whether the joke is overrated, underrated, or properrated.
Can I just ask a question? Is it like a normal weekend experience? Do you have an optometrist group that you hang with and share eye jokes?
I can't remember where I saw it, how I saw it.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
It was humorous enough where I had to tell my wife it, and she gave me the groan. So you tell me whether
let's go.
How many optometrists does it take to change a light bulb?
Why did I know it was going here?
One.
I don't know, Dave.
How many?
One or two. Three or four.
Oh,
five
God.
Or six.
Not bad.
I not like bad. I can like, see Lindsay
underrated?
Rolling her
yeah.
eyes.
Underrated?
The
underrated.
Delivery was good, too.
Thank you.
Because you can't go one, two.
No, you
one
can't.
One or two.
Mm-hmm.
The
three
intonation.
Or yeah. four. Yes, yeah. His intonation was excellent.
Thank
Timing.
You.
Okay.
Very good.
I've been working on that for 2 days.
Well, cool.
Perfect.
Now you can practice it with your iClub next Sunday.
We get together. We and get together.
Who brings the bagel?
I just like to get my pupils dilated once a week. It's fun. It's fun for me.
God, is anybody like that?
It's the worst.
Oh, God,
it's
the worst.
Worst.
And then you drive there, and then you drive home, and you're like,
where am I?
Good
it's
luck.
Really worse than driving drunk, right?
Way I mean, worse.
Oh, my goodness. Let's give you an overrated. Speaking of driving, big tire. Big rubber. You're all over it. Why do tires cost so much?
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. Four it new is. Ones on my wife's vehicle, plus an oil change.
How
so
much?
Added a little for the oil change. What do you think? Four new tires, oil change.
$1,000?
Oh, more than
that.
More
than $1,000?
Right around $1,750.
Yeah, I was going to go about $1,500. In fact, I maybe was going to go higher because...
Dang.
It's like, it depends because... You got to know you're trusting the people because sometimes you worry, oh, hey, new tires. No, I got new tires like 7 months ago, so knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a scamper. That's a lot of dough.
It is a lot of dough.
That's a lot of dough. Hey, here's the deal. Deport yourself, get $1,000, and then come back, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like getting a coupon.
Then it's $700.
Oh, that's not bad.
You're right there.
Yeah.
Underrated, having a nice little Saturday of just yard work. Getting stuff done. The first
so
mow,
many people were out.
Oh, the first lawn mow is a tremendous part of the year. It's great. Get that good fresh lawn cut smell. What's overrated about it is then when you realize in the evening you've hurt yourself and you don't know how. And my shoulder has been killing me for 2 days, and I still have no idea how it happened. Well, getting old stinks.
It does that.
You know where I'm at right now.
I know. I'm looking at you.
You know where I'm at right now. The stupid intercostal muscle. You're dead to me. This all came about when I coughed really bad because I got sick. I missed Quentin's birthday, which is the last day on the planet I want to miss. And then I've had this right side issue for weeks and weeks. I saw a doctor for another physical battle I'm dealing with right now. And I briefly mentioned that. He goes, yeah. He listens, kind enough. He goes, yeah, I wouldn't play golf for another month.
Like, oh, no.
A month?
That doesn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not pleased.
Can you work on the short game?
Well, I'm sure you
can. Well, right now.
Chipping and putting?
Right now, the one time I went and tried to hit balls, Everything was the short game.
I've heard that from you.
It was not going.
Oh, that's not going very far.
Okay, I'm going to start with Paul Molitor. Paul Molitor is so underrated. First of all, I don't think people in this town value what a brilliant baseball player he was. If the guy stays healthy, first of all, he's an automatic Hall of Famer to begin with. If he stays healthy, how high up in the list is he of all-time hitters in this game?
Way
top 15?
Yes.
Top 20? Right? Then he's a superior human being. And then just to back it up, you know, I get it. When Falvey came in, he's going to hire his own people. That just happens when you're general manager. So the first year, guess what Paul does? He leads him to the wild card. Then Falvey had his worst offseason for Sun and players. Just did. And they had a terrible year and they fired Paul. They scapegoated Paul. I've said, but I also get it because he wanted his own guy, Baldelli. Mm-hmm. Baldelli's been a good manager. Obviously, the Twins are, you know, they won two or three, but they're still in a stretch where you're wondering where this is going. But I heard Paul a bunch this weekend. Paul is, it's just another moment. He's outstanding analyzing the game. To me, he's by far, on TV and radio, their best analysts. And then it added to when Roger Clemens came in the booth. So Roger Clemens is there because Cody, his son, one of his kids, is on the Twins. Cody hits a home run at Fenway with his dad there at Fenway. That's pretty cool. But just the unbelievable respect you could hear that Roger Clemens has for Paul Molitor. It's just a reminder, phenomenal player, and then when he knows he got scapegoated by the Twins, and he could have worked for a bunch of other organizations, could have said, bleep all you guys. No, he comes back, gets along with these folks great. He's just a quality human being and really good at what he does. I heard this.
Benny's cute.
And he's still a good-looking man.
I had a massive crush on
him. Oh, my God, he's still handsome. I heard some buffoon on the radio last week ripping Mayweather. What kind of clown would
Floyd?
Rip? Yeah. Yeah, what kind of clown would rip Mayweather? Yeah, Roger.
Shame.
That's his dad.
That's a shame.
Yeah, who would rip the weather in May? I can't imagine.
Ooh, who could have been?
Highway 55. Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, okay.
Highway 55. I had to put up with this crap all last year where they resurfaced Highway 55, a way I drive into work. And now, as I'm talking to the director of the show, Dave Harrigan, we're shutting down lanes on Highway 55 again when the highway was just resurfaced last year. What are we doing?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
Are we afraid of marking up the freshly surfaced highway? Who is Big Highway 55, and how can I get rid of them?
Big 55, we're coming at you. You want to come to my town? I'll show you some road work.
Yeah.
There's officially one way to get to anywhere you need to go.
I avoided.
Everyone's on it.
I went to the Aquarius open house yesterday. Right?
Good for you.
Very nice. And then went out to Hudson, which is amazing. Hudson's so underrated. San Pedro's I rave about all the time. I go there again. Love it. So underrated. And then as I'm working my way back to Plymouth, I avoided. I went 694 and went around the whole mess.
That's a smart thing to do. I've been taking.
It was astute.
My mom lives in Southeast, and I'm in St. Louis Park, and you know, 94 East is all jacked up. So I take downtown and go East River Road.
Yeah,
I just take the River Road.
It's very good.
Even though I mean it's a little slower, but at least I don't have to. Anyway, I hate the road construction so much.
Bravo to LaTroy Hawkins. How about at 52, he goes back and gets a sociology degree.
Yeah, that was cool.
That is cool. It is not easy to be out of college that long. By the way, have a very successful career.
Yeah, he did okay.
Right. You know, he's not doing this. He's like, wow, I have to have a job. It's he wants to do it. Maybe he wants to pursue that job. So anybody who goes back and pursues their degree and has that dedication, that's great.
At 52.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At any point. The stupid Star Wars day was yesterday. May the 4th be with you. Nerd alert, Dan Cook. We're getting you, by the way, later, Cook. It reminded me to retweet one of the greatest pieces of comedy ever. It's when Robert Smigel, as Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, goes to the clone of the Attack Clone Nerds, whatever the heck it is.
It was, I think, the very first Star Wars prequel.
Okay.
The, you know, opening showing, whatever it was.
Where the goofballs are all dressed up, and they're all waiting out in line for days and days, and he's out there as Triumph, and it is... If you're not crying tears watching this, I don't think you have a soul. You know, even the Star Wars guys should be laughing. It's, you've seen it a bunch, right?
Oh, 1,000 times.
I told Michelle I was watching. I think I've watched this 150 times, and I was laughing just as loud. It's so good. And then we just watched a crazy amount of Your Neighbor and Friends the other day.
Oh, my God. That is terrific.
This is John Hamm.
He's so good.
Olivia Munn and Amanda Peet. You want to describe it? Go ahead.
I'm just saying I love it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he loses. First of all, he gets a divorce because his wife, Amanda Peet, is had an affair with a professional ball player.
Who is one of his best friends. And he walks in on them in the act. And she starts blaming him right away.
It's so well written. And anyway, fast forward, I think about a year. I think they've been divorced a little bit longer than.
Yeah. The timeline kind of bounces back and forth.
Yes. But bottom line, he gets fired from his job.
Yeah.
Horrible boss.
Horrible boss.
Oh, right.
And he's a hedge fund guy. He's super successful.
Money up the wazoo.
And, I mean, they're in this super affluent, Harrigan-like neighborhood.
Oh, my.
Right?
God.
Where they all have homes worth, honestly, $30 million.
Easy.
And so, all of a sudden, he's at a party. And he's kind of just, he's got a cocktails in him.
He's sick of all the neighbors.
Yes. They're insufferable. And I mean, there's not a redeeming person on this show so far. Outside of his sister and his kids.
Yeah.
Everybody else is loathsome so far in many ways, including John Hamm. Yeah, but he's likable,
so
loathsome,
good.
Right?
Okay.
All of a sudden, he starts stealing. He starts to, by the way, he's a little too good at this, right? I mean, like, he knows their alarm systems too well. But
yeah.
I'm not saying it's Breaking Bad. I'm not saying it's Sopranos. But I'm enjoying it.
Oh,
you enjoying
God.
It?
I'm enjoying it. Thoroughly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surprised by it.
Yeah. It's good.
And it's on Apple TV. So,
Apple TV. Susie, thank you.
Oh,
excellent.
Yes. It's been a pleasure. I'm glad I'm back to work. I'm sorry I was a little late. I might be getting called in the carpet in a minute.
Yeah. He had papers, documents for December.
Yeah. For me, because I was tardy.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I'm healthy.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay. I'll let you know when the CT scan results come back.
Yeah. Don't miss that again.
Yes.
Please.
No sign of recurrence.
Good. Good, good, good. Be honest about your reaction. That's all I'm saying. Be honest about your reaction. Let's discuss what I'm talking about in moments on CCO.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me start with this. I'm not offended. I'm not bothered. So you can save the text. Oh, he did it just to bug you. Didn't bug me at all. Zero. Didn't bother me at all. But I did raise this on the Twitter machine. Please follow us at @Dave_Harrigan at Chad Hartman Show. This is AI. The White House, by the way, put this out. Not, you know, some goofball in Elkville, Indiana, and Donald retweeted. Remember when he used to do that? He would just retweet some random one. Sometimes it'd be some of the worst stuff. He's not doing that. Whitehouse.gov, Donald as the next pope. Me personally, I was not bothered. Were you, as a Catholic, Bob?
As a Catholic, I saw the image and said, all right, it's just Don being Don. Fine. Move on.
Yeah. And there were Catholics I talked to this weekend who thought the exact same thing as you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
one who thought that was blasphemous. Okay. So there's not this idea that there's uniformity among all Catholics on this, or that no one can have an opinion about this unless you're Catholic, is absurd. Okay. Again, I'm going to repeat again. Not bothered at all. But let's just be honest. If Barack Obama would have done the same thing, Barack Obama with AI while he's president as the Pope, what do you think the reaction would have been? Come on.
I have a feeling those on the writer side of the political aisle would not have taken it as kindly, perhaps.
Not at all.
As they did with Don. Now, to be fair, the idea of Barack Obama or George W. Bush or pretty much any other president aside from Donald Trump putting that out is a bit of lunacy, I think, to begin with.
No chance.
Yes.
But like a comedian? Sure. A comedian would do that.
Sure.
Couldn't you see, like, somebody who's current right now, you know, trying to promote their show as the next pope?
Got an idea for the next pope. Yeah. Boom, there it is.
Yeah. And, by the way, if you're bothered by it, you're totally – your call. You can be. For a lot of people, that is a line for them that's too far to cross. I get it. I'm not saying you're wrong about that. I'm just saying, for me, this was more – a joke, right? But let's just be consistent. If Barack Obama does that, Fox News has not stopped with their coverage since it happened. Who is it? By the way, this is the guy in Barack Obama who attends church every Sunday, by the way. Donald, I don't even think he attended it on Easter. But he's got the evangelicals in the palm of his hand.
Well, he's in the palm of their hand with the Trump Bible, too.
Yes.
That's always nice. That's his favorite book. He owns many.
Yeah. That is it. If this is Joe Biden, a Catholic who also attends church every week, if he would have done that, you know who would have been the first person to rip him? Donald John Trump. He would have played it up. He would have said, I would never do something like that. He just last week, what did he say? I brought religion back to this country. Where did it go? You know, the people who are going away from religion are younger individuals. They're not. And by the way, younger individuals might be 40, 50, like 30, 40s, right? Donald hasn't brought religion back. What he's done is he's found evangelicals who picked him over all the candidates when he was running in 15, 16, and they still love him, even though parts of his life, his personal life, are not don't exactly follow the core tenets of the Bible. Let's just be honest. But he has convinced them he's their guy. If Obama, Clinton, or Biden would have done this, there would be religious protests outside the White House continuously. Who are you to compare yourself? This is a line you can't cross, and you are fake in your love of religion. Have I mentioned it didn't bug me at all? I'm just trying to call out hypocrisy. And by the way, there absolutely unequivocally can be times when the hypocrisy is strong on the left. I'm not saying the left is flawless. My God. I mean, I want no part of the far left with my politics in any way. But I just want us to be a bit more consistent. Can we just, do we have to just be such ideologues, even on jokes? Like an AI thing. It's what, why did this happen? One, he likes trolling people. That's a given, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, he loves when his ego is stroked.
Yes.
Right? Three, he just wants to be out there all the time. So I mean, even the next day, what did they do? They had him as some Star Wars guy who was all jacked up and pumped up, you know? And that's not going to have the potential reaction that this might have.
From the Star Wars community? This might.
That's actually,
ask Cook when he gets in here.
Oh, yeah. We've got something for you, Cook. But am I right? I'm right on this, correct? If this is Obama. And just, if you're going to laugh at it, laugh at it. If you're going to be outraged by it no matter what.
Yes, but you can't do that nowadays. Everything has to go through the political prism, right? I mean, how many times... jokes aside, you know, AI images aside, how many times have you made this same argument? Can we just be consistent about, you know, a politician getting in trouble for something they do?
Yes.
It goes back years. It goes back decade.
Yeah, but I think it's worse than ever now. I really do.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
Maybe slightly, but I think...
Maybe just because Trump is such a dividing
person. It could
be,
but I think right. You know, you could go back two decades at least, and you'd be saying the same thing of, you know, a righty gets in trouble, typical Republican, or a lefty gets in trouble, typical Democrat.
We have more platforms to express that.
Exactly.
Now, right.
Okay. We can all be louder about it.
Okay, what do you want to say about the inconsistency on this one? And maybe were you outraged by this? Do you find this... a line too far? And I get there are many out there who do. Cardinal Dolan, who Donald Trump has a good relationship with. I mean, their New York ties. Even he said that's a bit too far. Are you a lefty who laughed at it? Are you a conservative, thought Donald? What are you doing? And come on, if you're a Trump supporter, just admit. If you liked it, just admit if Obama, of all people, did it. You know what Trump would be saying? Who's he? Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, a guy who actually goes to church, who got into a lot of trouble because his reverend said some insulting comments, and he deserved criticism, did Barack Obama, for sitting there service after service after service when Reverend Wright was offering up some of his awful comments. Okay. 651-461-9226. Stretch Lab is on the docket. This was a weekend when Dave was just talking about a shoulder issue. There's a Stretch Lab near Dave Harrigan. There are 11 locations for Stretch Lab. You find them all at stretchlab.com. You go in there with that shoulder issue. I go in there with my side issue. You go in there with the lower back issue. You go in there and you feel good and say, why am I here? I want to stay ahead of any aches and pains. I was running this weekend. I loved it. I want to make sure the hamstrings don't tighten up on me. I don't want to have any glute issues. They'll work with you. You're a golfer. You went out there this week and you went, it wasn't hitting it quite as far. Go to Stretch Lab multiple times. Guess what? That 7-iron might go 160. Maybe it's going 150 this week, and maybe it goes 160. They will help you out no matter age, no matter your issue. They're friendly, well-trained folks, and half off, I repeat, half off your first visit. For me, a customer, 6 years. Love it. Stretchlab.com. Linda's time check. It's time to get impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles and receive 75% off installation labor through May 31st. Chipper Scoggins, early next hour. Wolves Warriors, the highlight, but we'll get to the Twins and the Wild also. Billy Guerin, by the way, our exit interview with Mr. Guerin tomorrow, 2:05 on the show. We're talking Donald Trump and the AI photo that was put out by the White House. So when he's saying today, I didn't even know about it. Yes, he did. 1,000%. Where AI has him as the next pope. I'm saying to me, I was not bothered. And I understand why other folks are bothered. I just want you to be honest for the folks who are Trump supporters. And you're absolutely entitled to be as much a Trump supporter as you want. 100% your call. If Barack Obama did that, 98% of you would be outraged. Just be consistent. Just be consistent on this one. Among the slew of texts coming in, I would love even more. Thank you so much for listening, and keep texting 651-461-9226. It would be one thing if he did this in his first term. Right after the Pope died is exceedingly distasteful. Timing of a date. You said you're not bothered. Does that part of it bother you?
No, because, I mean, this is when you would make the joke, I guess, when people are wondering who's going to be the next pope. All right, doesn't, as a Catholic, I'm not offended. I just, whatever, okay. It's Don being Don. It's the White House being the White House. It's a clown show at times, often, however you want to look at it, whatever. Move on.
This is the time to do the joke. That's it. Let's not normalize the complete disrespect the president shows. More text. Trump has no sense of humor, but I thought it was funny. More text. All these are texts from you folks. Joe Biden says he's Catholic, but the Catholic Church and the Pope have never been happy with him on his pro-choice stance. Sure, that is true. Just like Pope Francis was not happy with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance on their treatment of immigrants. So you're going to have some disagreements, that's for sure. Any idea what Vice President Vance had to say about this? Of course, he defended it and loved it. And, of course, if a Democrat would have done that, J.D. would have crushed them. He can post this stupid, disrespectful photo as Trump, but as a U.S. citizen, I offended he did as president coming out of the White House. Not how I want my president to represent my country before the world. Not funny. This is a text. Please, Donald as the Pope. That picture is discussed in the post. Just been buried. This is a president of the United States, not a comedian. What about that part? That when we're talking about this and I'm saying a comedian, the fact that he has this position, you just can't do that.
I think it's stupid. And like I said, I think the White House can turn into a clown show at times. And par for the course. Okay, yeah. Fine. I'm moving on. I don't care anymore.
CBS Susie Chip Scoggins, CCO.